Have you ever noticed how the whole boom in, digital nomads always focuses on the
Oh,
traveler?
absolutely. Like exclusively on the traveler.
Right. But it rarely looks at the local ecosystems that actually make their lifestyle possible. I mean, we've all seen the image online. It's usually a 20-something with a laptop on this sun-drenched patio.
Sipping a perfectly poured flat white.
Exactly. Looking out over a stunning beach in Bali or Costa Rica or, Sri Lanka, and the entire narrative revolves around their freedom, their global journey, their
Yeah.
ability to just work from anywhere.
Which, it completely crops out the invisible scaffolding of that whole global remote work revolution. If you pan that Instagram camera just a few degrees to the left, there's a massive local infrastructure anchoring that lifestyle. You've got the barista, the driver navigating the chaotic local traffic, the housekeeper ensuring the villa is pristine, even the local assistants smoothing out like language barriers with the municipality.
Yeah, we celebrate the mobility of the traveler, but we entirely ignore the local professionals who are fundamentally stationary. And that disconnect is the central mystery we're unpacking in today's deep dive.
I'm really excited for this one.
Me too. So we are looking at a document from a platform called Ensalanka, based in Sri Lanka. It's an internal blueprint titled The Local Service Partner's Guide.
Right.
And our mission today is to figure out how this single document operates as a masterclass in turning local service jobs into prestigious, globally recognized careers, all allowing a local worker to basically command global wealth without ever leaving their home country.
Because on the surface, this text just looks like a standard onboarding manual or like a gig economy welcome packet.
Right, like log on, find a task, do it, leave.
Exactly. But reading between the lines, the structure of this guide reveals a highly sophisticated strategy. Ensalanka isn't pitching itself as a transactional job board at all.
No, they aren't.
They actually describe their vision as creating a trusted bridge connecting international residents, so nomads, expats, retirees, with skilled local professionals.
They are actively framing the platform as an incubator for a global career. They've clearly identified a vulnerability in the local workforce, which is this lack of direct access to international markets. And they're presenting this structured, secure pathway to tap into the immense economic power of incoming foreign capital. I mean, they want the applicant to stop seeing themselves as a disposable gig worker and start operating as an indispensable service partner.
To even step onto that bridge, though, there is a massive gatekeeper.
Oh, yeah.
The document is very explicit in its second section about the fundamental requirement, and that's communication. Because the worker will be supporting guests from around the globe, English language proficiency is essential.
Right.
They require at least a basic ability to understand and speak English just to handle daily tasks.
Which, is a massive friction point. I mean, requiring English right out of the gate effectively locks out a huge portion of the local workforce.
He really does.
You could have a brilliant driver who knows every single back road in Sri Lanka or this incredibly talented local chef, but if they lack the English vocabulary, they just hit a brick wall.
Yeah.
It operates like a ruthless bouncer at an exclusive club. You walk up to the door, the algorithm asks you a question in English, and if you stumble, you are pointed to the exit.
Well, in a purely transactional gig economy, the algorithm absolutely rejects you. But Ensalanka does something entirely different here, which, I mean, it completely shifts the platform from a marketplace into an incubator.
Wait, how so?
The document actually states that if a committed applicant's English isn't strong yet, the platform provides access to language and service training to help them improve.
Oh, wow. So they are manufacturing the talent pool rather than just filtering for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That takes the bouncer at the club door and turns him into a tutor. The platform basically says, we see your potential, we know you want to access this global economy, and we're going to give you the tools to do it.
That fundamentally alters the relationship between worker and platform. I mean, it builds immense loyalty. You aren't just fighting over the tiny percentage of the local population that is already perfectly fluent.
Right.
You're expanding the pie for everyone.
But, goodwill and tutoring don't pay the rent. If this platform is genuinely elevating workers, we have to look at how that actually translates to the local economy.
Yeah, the money.
Exactly. And the guide provides a transparent breakdown of service roles and estimated monthly salary ranges presented in both Sri Lankan rupees and US dollars.
The numbers paint a really fascinating picture of the ecosystem. So for a driver, The guide estimates 40,000 to 70,000 rupees, which is roughly $130 to $230 a month. A housekeeper is looking at 130 to 160. Then it steps up. Like a translator or a local assistant, which they describe as a personal assistant navigating local bureaucracy, that ranges from roughly $230 to $400 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Caregivers and nurses are at $160 to $300. And they highlight other specialized roles too, like personal chefs, gardeners, and maintenance supporters.
Now, to a listener sitting in London or New York, $130 to $400 a month might sound impossibly low.
Oh, totally.
But context is everything. In Sri Lanka, these figures represent a very solid competitive baseline for these types of roles. And, you know, baseline is the operative word here.
Right.
A critical caveat provided right before that table explicitly states, please note that these are minimum estimates.
These are just the starting lines.
Yes.
The final offer depends entirely on specific qualifications, experience, and the guest's unique requirements. This isn't a fixed corporate ladder where HR just dictates your annual 2% raise.
Right. It's a dynamic marketplace. And the guide actively coaches the applicant on how negotiation works globally.
Which is such a valuable skill.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
They outline a 4-step hiring and payment process to facilitate that negotiation. First is registration, then the interview, where the guest reviews the profile, then the salary agreement, where the final number is negotiated directly between the guest and the partner.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, employment, where the Sri Lanka manpower team officially hires the partner and manages the monthly salary payments directly.
And that structure gives the worker the freedom to negotiate their own worth based on the demands of a specific wealthy expat, but it provides this heavy iron safety net.
Exactly.
Because in the informal, cash-in-hand local gig economy, wage theft is a massive risk. I mean, a digital nomad could rent a villa, hire a local chef for a month, and then conveniently catch a flight out of the country the day before payday.
Sadly, yeah, that happens.
Right. So by stepping in as the official employer managing the payments, Sri Lanka removes that vulnerability entirely.
It creates the necessary security for a local worker to negotiate aggressively. But, you know, to even get to that negotiation table, you need visibility.
Right.
An anxious expat landing in a new country needs reliable help immediately. They're going to scroll to page 40 of a job board. And this brings up one of the most polarizing mechanisms in the entire document.
The visibility fee.
Yes.
Yeah, the guide features a section titled Boost Your Visibility, offering a featured profile for a one-time fee of $5. And playing devil's advocate here, this feels like a predatory toll booth.
It really can feel that way.
I mean, if this platform is supposed to be elevating local workers, why charge a job seeker a fee just to be seen? $5 is a measurable chunk of change when your starting salary is $130 a month.
Oh, absolutely.
It represents almost 4% of your first month's baseline pay.
And it is the exact question any critical reader should ask. But looking at it through the lens of behavioral economics, it serves a highly strategic purpose for both the platform and the serious job seeker.
Okay, how so?
It operates as a costly signal.
Costly signal. Right. So in nature, a costly signal is an action that requires a genuine sacrifice, which therefore proves the authenticity of the message.
Exactly.
The classic example is a peacock's tail. I mean, it takes a massive amount of physical energy to grow those feathers, and it makes the bird highly visible to predators.
Right. It's a huge risk.
Yeah. That extreme cost signals to a mate that the bird is incredibly healthy and strong. You just can't fake a peacock tail.
And in this professional marketplace, paying that $5 is the peacock tail.
Mm.
The guide explicitly states that featured profiles appear at the top of the search list. By sacrificing a measurable percentage of their potential starting salary, the worker is sending an unfakeable signal to the marketplace.
I see.
They are proving to the international guest that they're highly motivated, serious about their career, and ready to work right now.
So it filters out the noise for the buyer?
Yes.
Because if an expat is looking for a reliable driver today, they don't want to sift through 100 dormant profiles of people who signed up 6 months ago on a whim and forgot their password.
Exactly.
They want to see the person who is actively, aggressively pursuing the opportunity. So that $5 isn't just buying ad space, it's buying credibility.
Right.
It proves you have actual skin in the game.
It empowers the worker to take control of their own marketing, provided they have the confidence to invest in themselves. So assuming a worker follows this blueprint, they secure basic English through the platform's tutoring, they make the $5 investment to send that costly signal, they land the interview, and they negotiate a strong starting salary, protected by the platform's framework.
Right.
The foundation is set. But the document doesn't stop there. It outlines a path for unlocking higher paid tiers, increments, and promotions.
And this is where we look at the criteria for long-term success, what we can call the ENSO standard. Because when you look at how they define a world-class resume, it has almost nothing to do with having a fancy university degree or like a complex technical certification.
No, not at all.
The guide explicitly lists trust and honesty as the absolute most critical qualities for a long-term partnership.
And it is very easy to roll your eyes at a company asking for trust and honesty on a job application.
Yeah, it sounds like boilerplate corporate fluff.
It really does.
Yeah.
But consider the actual product being sold here. A housekeeper has access to your private living space and your valuables.
Mm-hmm.
A local assistant has access to your schedule, your passport details, maybe even your local finances. A driver is entirely responsible for your physical safety on chaotic, unfamiliar roads.
Right. For an international guest trying to navigate a foreign country where they don't speak the local language or understand the cultural norms, anxiety is just incredibly high.
Oh, off the charts.
So trust isn't just a nice personality trait. It is the ultimate premium currency. And Sri Lanka is effectively exporting trust as their main economic driver.
The guide also demands punctuality, noting that international guests highly value time and professional reliability.
Right.
Alongside cleanliness and maintaining a professional appearance. It also mentions that previous overseas experience working with foreigners is a significant advantage, though not strictly required.
But we have to think about how these standards are actually enforced, right?
Mm.
Because in a traditional corporate office, you have a middle manager who watches you to ensure you arrive on time and don't steal from the supply closet.
Yeah.
In a platform-based gig economy, the rating and review system replaces middle management entirely. The algorithm is your boss, and guest feedback dictates your career trajectory.
Exactly. The document is decoding the unspoken expectations of the international market for the local workforce. It is laying out a roadmap for soft skills. And the ultimate payoff for mastering these soft skills is what the guide calls global networking. The text explicitly states, working with international employers builds a professional resume that is recognized worldwide.
Which is wild, because usually to get international experience on your resume, you have to pack up your entire life. You deal with complex visa applications and fly to a massive tech hub like London, Tokyo, or Dubai.
It's a huge barrier to entry.
A massive barrier. But this guide is suggesting something entirely different. If you can prove you meet these universal professional standards, so trust, punctuality, extreme reliability, while serving the international guests who have flown to you, you are effectively earning that global experience locally.
Right.
You are getting the stamps in your professional passport without ever going to the airport.
Because in Sri Lanka guarantees professional training in guest etiquette, cultural awareness, and safety to ensure world-class service.
Yeah.
So when you combine that training with a flawless track record of trust and honesty, backed by glowing reviews from expats from a dozen different countries, you stop being just a local driver.
Sorry,
you become a globally vetted professional.
You become eligible for those salary increments and higher service tiers the platform promises. You unlock serious financial success because your reputation is now backed by international standards.
It completely flips the script on how we view the gig economy in developing nations.
It really does.
Let's track the narrative arc we've just uncovered because it's fascinating. We started with a simple question. Can you conquer the global professional market without ever packing a suitcase?
Right.
By tearing apart a simple job guide, we found a highly intentional blueprint designed to answer that question with a resounding yes. We saw how a platform bridges the language gap by acting as a tutor rather than a bouncer, effectively expanding the talent pool.
And we decoded the economics, realizing that $130 a month is just a baseline. It's the start for a secure, platform-managed negotiation process that eliminates the risk of local wage theft.
Exactly. We examine the friction of the $5 visibility fee, reframing it from a toll booth into a powerful, costly signal, something ambitious workers use to filter out dormant competition and prove their drive to serious employers.
And finally, we analyzed the ENSO standard. We discovered that boilerplate terms like trust and honesty are actually the premium products being sold to anxious expats.
Right.
Those soft skills, managed by algorithmic feedback, allow local professionals to build internationally recognized resumes. They are basically being trained to game the global market to their advantage.
It changes how you look at remote work entirely. So for you listening, take a moment to reflect on the structures within your own industry, whatever that may be. Are there hidden bridges available to you?
Yeah. Are there opportunities where mastering fundamental soft skills or making a small strategic professional investment like your own version right. of that $5 costly signal could dramatically elevate your visibility to a wider audience?
The mechanisms outlined in this Sri Lankan service guide aren't isolated to that specific island or that specific industry. They are universal principles of leverage.
Mm-hmm.
Finding ways to signal your value and export trust is the foundation of any successful career move.
It is. We are so conditioned to think of the global economy as a distant destination. You know, it's a place you migrate to, a tech hub you move to, a border you cross.
Right.
But if a platform can successfully export world-class, highly vetted local service to incoming international wealth, we are witnessing a fundamental shift. We are seeing the rise of the stationary global citizen.
I love that term.
Yeah, the professional who conquers the world's highest standards and commands global leverage, all from their own hometown.